Stephen Winter and the Winter family created Generations Brewery, and it is beautiful. Not only are the beers wonderful, but the location is just a great opportunity to share with friends and family and to have a good time whenever you feel like it. Stephen Winter has a great story to tell, and let's take a listen.
One of the places that I have the most fun in the Freeport area is Generations Brewing. And I don't think I've ever had a bad time here. And I just, every time I look at it, it is an artistic work of art. And I am here today to chat about what Generations Brewing is all about with owner and brewmaster Stephen Winter. Hi, Stephen.
How are we doing today?
We are great. It's like I just asked you that question just before. Stephen, you are one day, let's say you're at home or you're sitting there and you said, I want to create my own brewery. Is that basically how it was, or how did the story happen?
Oh, the story starts back, I want to say, probably around my junior year of college. I just turned 21 and my older brother taught me how to homebrew a batch of beer. My eldest sister then was also living out in Portland, Oregon, which was craft beer mecca at that time period. And going out there to see her and my brother eventually moving out there too, as a whole family, we kind of just fell in love with the craft brewing industry. So when I graduated from school with a design degree for industrial design and product development, the economy wasn't in great shape. Looking for new designers, but the craft beer industry had just exploded. So I decided if I was going to design and develop products for the rest of my life, I might as well pick one of my favorites. So, went with craft beer, and it was such a multifaceted industry between, you know, biochemistry and engineering with equipment to be able to make the liquid and the product itself. So from there, I got lucky to score my first job at the Galena Brewing Company right when they opened up, and was trained on how to run much larger scale equipment than just, you know, a 5-gallon kettle on my stove at home. And with that experience came along so many opportunities with helping other breweries get developed in Chicago. And all sorts of fun things. So what ended up happening is one day my father came to me, who our whole life has owned a commercial construction company, and said, why don't we build our own brewery? There are days I regret saying yes there, but there are more that I don't. And we got to design and build the entire thing ourselves exactly the way that we wanted to, or at least how we had imagined that we'd want to just be here and get to share it with everybody. Like, we can't drink all this beer ourselves. The whole point is getting to share it.
How did Portland, when you went out to Portland to visit your sister and when your brother was out there, what did some of the things you learn out there did you bring back here?
I think it was a lot of just the vibe and mentality of, you know, being able to take a moment of your day to relax for a second, you know, to let go of the stress as you walk in the door, for, you know, just a moment, so that you can reset and get back to, you know, what else is going on in your life.
Well, you know, it's funny, the stories that we tell, I've told you the stories before, but Hella Good is my favorite beer of all time. And I remember the first Hella Good that I have. I remember the first Pretzel City Amber that I have. And more importantly, I remember when I was not in Freeport and I ordered a beer at a restaurant and they said, do you want to try this new beer? It's called Pretzel City Amber and it's from Generations in Freeport. And I'm like, oh, I've never heard of that place before, jokingly. How difficult is it for you to take the vibe and the wonderment of this and advance it into the suburbs, to Wisconsin, to Indiana, and whatever?
Yeah, so we built large enough to be a production facility to be able to, you know, distribute regionally and everywhere that we wanted to. Building this business here at home, we we knew the community may have not been able to support it 100% alone, as if we had built as a brew pub and a restaurant to rely on local traffic. To be able to distribute into the region all over, to get our name out, has actually then both boosted back the traffic here. We get to see a lot of people who are traveling from, Chicago out to, the Galena area or Wisconsin and south and back and forth, wherever they're coming from, to get to catch them and meet new friends and share all these brands of beers that we're making, that all have their own unique story. Our flagship Pretzel City Amber is, named after the town's sake. And a lot of them, all of them have some good story behind them, just more than their own recipe.
I guess I'm just going to pick one right here. I know why Hell Good is named the way it is. Why did you decide on Under Par Pils?
We've got a very amazing golf community. To have three 18-hole courses in a town this size is incredible. It was branded. Golf is a huge passion of mine personally, but just as a golf course beer, to get out there and have that in your hand as you're enjoying the beautiful day and the weather and everything. It's just one more story that we get to tell, along with others. Like our Wintergreen IPA is brewed with Colorado blue spruce tips, that we harvest off of a very special tree that was planted in memorial of my grandmother. We make the Rowdy IPA, who's, was named after my dog, Rowdy, one of your best friends you could ever ask for in life. And so each brand does have its own special little story to it that we get to share with the customer, whether they, incur about it or not.
So my question is, we're going to make a new beer today. First day you start making it, how long does it take to make a beer from the beginning until it's put in the can and sold to me?
Sure. That's a great question. And that definitely depends on the style of the beer that it is, what yeast that we're using to ferment it. It takes a full day to brew a batch of beer through the kettle system and extract all the sugar from the grain and add the hops and all that kind of stuff. Then once we knock it into a fermentation vessel and add the yeast take over and they do their job. And depending on what they are, whether they're like an ale yeast, their metabolism can work really quickly and ferment a beer in, say, a week or two. If we're making a lager, they have a much slower metabolism, so that can take anywhere from a month to several months. And then if you even include barrel aging and letting a beer rest in oak, that can take, a year or even longer. There's lots of different options and 1,000 ways to skin a beer.
For anyone that is listening to this on WNIJ or just freepod.org, if you've not been out to Generations, you just have to. When you drive by Generations on the highway, it looks like an art museum. The colors and the design is just incredible. How did you come up with, I know you're major, but how did you come up with this look and why this look?
Just growing up, potentially trying to become some sort of a fine artist and then through college becoming a designer, just getting to apply my own aesthetics to everything has been, I like to call the brewery my studio.
Neat.
Is where it doesn't matter what you're looking at. There's a touch of me and my whole team and everybody who's involved in what we do. And you can see it, visually, or, sensory wise when smell and flavor of the beer. And just the entire aesthetic is just that comfortable, chill vibe, because that's who we are and that's what we share.
Are you happy right now with where Generations Beer is headed? Meaning, are more places getting it? Are you happy with it? Are you wanting to expand even more?
Yeah, I mean, we're always growing and flexing with the market and the industry itself. we've done really well at always being stable and, you know, self-sufficient. So as long as we can turn the lights on again tomorrow, that's all we really need. You know, we're not in it to win a lottery of any sorts. We're just here to share our passion.
When you make beer, what's the one thing, what's an exciting passion that happens? Like when you're making it, what's something that you're like, you know, it's good, like a new beer. And then on the offset of that, what happens sometimes when you're like, oh, why did that happen?
Yeah. You know, every brew day, the smell in the brewery, it never gets old. And it just reminds you of the very first time you ever brewed a batch. Getting to work with new ingredients and seeing what they're capable of is always fun. But when it really comes to pulling it all off, sanitation is number one. You can't make a good beer unless you can make a clean beer. So we work really hard on our sanitation regimen. And it may not taste exactly the way, you know, we were expecting it to, but if it's clean, it's still good. You know, it's still a great beer, regardless of what the end result was. And it can be difficult to pull off when you're working with raw ingredients like grain and hops and things that change annually, you know, where they're sourced from, however they show up. You know, that's an inconsistency that we have to be able to adapt, you know, deal with so that we can make an always delicious beer, whether it tastes exactly as we intended or if it didn't.
Food trucks, chess, bags, disc golf, music, a great vibe, a great feeling, a friendly vibe from everyone. That's my thought process of Generations, but especially Hella Good and Par Pills. Absolutely. And Jelly Donut. Anyway,
the
all
list goes on.
The list goes on. But I guess to end this, why should the people that are listening today, why should they just get in their car and come on over to Generations and check it out?
Because they'll find a good story and a good beer on top of it. And it's as simple as that.
Stephen Winter, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I learned so much from Stephen during that interview, and I'm glad that you were a part of it too. Thanks to Jim Yeager and Arthur Schmidt in the HCC Mass Communications Department for making us sound a lot better than we really are. And hey, guess what? There are more free pods that will be coming along down the line on Thursday and more interviews dropping on Tuesday. You know why this community is so great? Because you're in it. So long, everybody.